बलदेव सुभद्रा वृंदावन राधा कृष्ण एंड वृंदा देवी एंड नवदीप हम गौर निताई ऑल आर हियर सो आई एम सो ग्लैड टू कम हियर सो मेनी डिवोटीज हियर एंड देन आई नो टू ऑल परहैप्स सम आर न्यू अदरवाइज You have met me before, first time, yeah, this is, first name, please?
Nirguna.
Nirguna. Yes, I am glad to be here.
Costa Rica.
Oh, where Ramesh lived?
Yeah. He was a young boy.
Yes.
When we were there.
Yes. He has told that I will come to New York and meet you. And come to New York. And he was inviting me also. You can see, or you can come more nearer than the person. Come on here.
Yeah.
You can tell something. Stand up so that all will see.
We are also very happy that everything is happening. Like now there's a
universe. Yes.
My house, all my house is out there. In fact, my house is no good unless my house is done. There's many wonderful things about my house.
I think that this is very good temple. Really.
Burning
time.
Yeah. for they have joined their forces together, even though they are not officially connected with the institution, but because they want to go on in the service of Prabhupada. They are having morning programs together, having Bhagavad class and Guru Puja, and chanting their rounds, and all of this going on simply by the inspiration from Prabhupada, no, even without any institution. They have their own.
Prabhupada was telling us that actually, if we are alone, we are like one stick that can be broken very easily. But if we as God brothers, we don't feel a Prabhupada, it's very difficult. But if we bind together like sticks, it's very hard to break us down. So we bound together and created a temple and we're pushing on it.
So we know that wherever we can find Krishna Bhakti in some Vaishnava, that Vaishnava has the power to give that Krishna Bhakti. It's like Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Krishna Seto Mar, Krishna Vite Paro, Omara Satatiyati, Amiko Kangao, Krishna Krishna Bodhi, Dai, Padapati. The Vaishnava has Krishna. And I want Krishna, so I'm simply running after you shouting, Krishna, Krishna. Oh. I feel personally that Srila Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, would be very pleased to see me associating with his very close, intimate friends, and in one sense, Sannyas Godmother, Srila Narayana Maharaj, has so many mysteries that he can tell us all about his association with Prabhupada, both before he came to America and after. And if there is any, if ever any well-wisher of Prabhupada's institution, Srila Narayana Maharaj, the most kind-hearted well-wisher of Prabhupada. So I'm sure that he feels very much at home here with all the devotees and followers. Hare Krishna.
I'm requesting Buddha to be with the He is also very senior, disciple of Mahatma Buddha. And very learned person. And very sincere. I feel so much fortunate to have a friendship with him. So he is very sincere.
Hello.
Madhusudan. Where is Madhusudan
from? His wife,
Panchen Bala. Oh. His senior, Vishnu?
Yes, Panchen Bala. And his wife, Panchen Bala.
Good wife?
And Panchen Bala.
Very well.
They are very old disciples of Prabhupada. They came when Prabhupada was first in New York City. She is one of the oldest disciples of Prabhupada.
Very good. Very good.
So much service for Prabhupada's books, producing them, doing printing, with the printing of Prabhupada's books.
Very good.
So much service.
And more?
And his wife, Panchen Bala.
And then yourself, which is disciple of Swamiji.
Yes.
She
Rajendranandana Prabhu.
Who is Rajendranandana Prabhu?
He is also from New York.
And his wife.
He
Gopal
Vrindapal.
Who is Bhajan
Gopal
Vrindapal. And in 1972, he and I traveled in one small van all over America, well in Prabhupada's work. And Bhajan and Paramatma Prabhu, who is sitting here.
Who is Paramatma Prabhu?
Yes.
Oh,
he is a disciple of Prabhupada. He went to, when he was 16 years old, he became a devotee in 1970. And at that time, he was still in high school, in regular school. So he wore the dhoti and the kurta to school. The same pen, tilak, everything.
And do you know this? That Shyamarani is Jadurani?
Yes. Everyone knows Shyamarani. She has left her trademark all over the world with her paintings.
And
Vrindavan Vilas. Everyone here knows Vrindavan
Vilas. Very good
Vilas.
Name he has given. And Sita Thakurani.
And Sita
Thakurani.
And Vidyananda Prabhu, who is taking the video.
Oh, Vidyananda
well.
Prabhu.
Yes.
Vidyananda.
Vidyananda.
Vidyananda. And of course,
Yes.
And of course, Ramvijay Prabhu, he's first initiated by Prabhupada.
Oh, he's also initiated
first,
by?
First initiated.
And second Harina. By another.
Yes.
Oh, then you are Indian. I thought that. You are so lucky.
Oh, you are his wife.
Oh, hi. And there is one very important lady in this room.
Who?
She is the wife of Nirguna.
The lady of the house.
Oh,
where? She? Nilachala.
Oh,
Anandini.
And Anandini Devi?
Anandini Devi.
Anandini. Anandini. So Prabhupada disciple also.
I'm so lucky to meet you all.
Then Gopanandini.
And I think there are also other. Thank you.
can say that I just met Maharaj
request Sita Thakurani to speak something.
Well, as the girl was speaking, I was thinking of the same thing. Mm-hmm. I only also met Nari Mandra 1 month ago. And Gary was really upset that all of these people are here. A patient that are responsible, taking the full responsibility for the next spiritual life. Thank you.
Ever since Srila Prabhupada left in 1977, it's been rather difficult. And I was in Los Angeles for 17 years. I left in 1989 because it was becoming extremely difficult without Srila Prabhupada. And I could feel myself going down. I had put on white when Prabhupada left as a dedication to him. I just wanted to dedicate my life to him. But it was difficult. So I thought Vrindavan would be the answer. But after a year in Vrindavan, it wasn't the answer. Although I met Srila Narayana in 1989, I don't know if he remembers, but I remember, at Dowdy. I didn't quite, wasn't able to associate the way I wanted to due to the pressure from my peers. But then after a year in Vrindavan, I could still feel myself going down in my service to Srila Prabhupada, my enthusiasm. I was very depressed. So I remembered Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. And I thought, well, I've heard Srila Narayana Maharaj is a sadhu. And I feel it. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm desperate. I have to save myself. Prabhupada says, save yourself first. So I started seeing him. And ever since then, I just feel that my service and my devotion, everything for Srila Prabhupada, has become deeper and deeper and deeper. And I am just so grateful.
I feel so happy to be in all your association again after so many years. Actually, Prabhupada's movement was so much built by all these devotees of distributing books, publishing books, opening temples, worshiping the deity. I thought I might share with you Srila Narayana Maharaj's relationship with Srila Prabhupada just for a moment or two. We're speaking about all the different senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, but of all the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the most senior disciple is Srila Narayana Maharaj. He met Srila Prabhupada in 1946 when most of us weren't even born. And from that very moment he began serving Prabhupada in so many ways. He went with Prabhupada to different places to preach. He helped Prabhupada begin the Jhansi Temple. He went with Prabhupada to Delhi, Calcutta, and so many places to preach with Srila Prabhupada. Then in the late 50s, he was the original person to inspire Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. And we know that Prabhupada is a Nityasiddha devotee, but by Leela, he was playing the part of a householder, and he was reluctant. So Srila Narayana Maharaj told his Diksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, that unless you ask Prabhupada, unless you ask Abhay Charana, he won't take. So when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj requested Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada decided to take sannyas from him. And we all know that lecture that Prabhupada gave in 1968 in October, when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, Srila Narayana Maharaj's Diksha Guru, left this world, Prabhupada gave a speech that now this god brother has gone to Krishna Loka, and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has spoken to me through this god brother, and Prabhupada composed a verse to him by Raja Yuga Bhakti Rasamukhayatnaya Apayanamam Anadishramandam. That this god brother, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, was an ocean of mercy, and very kind to the fallen souls like myself. And he forced me to drink the nectar of bhakti enriched with renunciation. Means he forced me to take sannyas, being the representative of my Guru Maharaj. And so I offer him my prostrated obeisances. So at that initiation,
he
sent a letter to Srila Narayan Maharaj, a condolence letter, with signatures of all Prabhupada's disciples who were there in Seattle.
And I read it in my council when Dira Uttava was there.
Mm-hmm. And at that sannyas ceremony, Srila Narayan Maharaj performed the ceremony. He was already sannyas. He made Prabhupada's danda, also made Prabhupada's sannyas cloth, taught him how to wear it. And then Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshava Maharaj encouraged Prabhupada to come to the West. So actually this is, we feel, a conspiracy from the three of them, or four of them, in the spiritual world, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshava Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Narayan Maharaj, that they arranged for Prabhupada to take sannyas, come to the West, and Prabhupada came to the West and developed so many seeds and sprouts and beautiful plants of bhakti and created a platform. And now Srila Narayan Maharaj has come, as he said, for three reasons. Number one, to go to all the holy places where Srila Prabhupada established temples and take the dust from Prabhupada's head, Prabhupada's feet, and put it on his own head. And then second, to bathe himself in the dust of Prabhupada's feet to give him energy to continue Prabhupada's mission. And three, to re-energize and give empowerment to all of Srila Prabhupada's followers who've been neglected or mistreated or somehow or other feel not completely connected. So we're so unlimitedly fortunate to have him here now to give us that spiritual energy and that illumination of Srila Prabhupada. We all know that everything is in Srila Prabhupada's book, but sometimes we can't see what Prabhupada had destined for us. Sometimes I think of the example of a savings fund, that the parents have a savings fund. You know about that? Mm-hmm. The savings, when the child is very young, the parent puts money in the bank. And he says, when you reach adulthood, 21, then this savings bond will mature and you'll get all this rich money. So now it's 20 years later, and Srila Prabhupada is giving us this saving bond in the form of Srila Narayan Maharaj to illuminate and put the light on Srila Prabhupada so we can see what he really wanted to give us and to give us through. He said he's taking the water. Prabhupada is giving him the water to water all of our seeds and plants and sprouts so that we can see Prabhupada fully.
Go to I went to Holland, England, and again came to America. I went to Houston. After that, I came to Los Angeles, and from there, we are coming here. I saw Swamiji in Holland and was greeting him and welcoming him. I was glad, I was moved. In England I went, he was not so happy. He was half happy and half uneasy. He was happy that I have come because he has told me to come. And he was a very renowned and real life Parikar of associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and me. So seeing me that I have said something to him with my whole heart, at first, so he began so happy. but his heart was there. Disciples in country and the gentleman. And when I came to Houston and lost him, he was there, but I saw that his head was like this. Something I saw that he ashamed there. That is the honor life here. All other Hindu communities from all over India and all other general devotees were so much happy to see him. But by some cause, Swamiji could not be happy by their disappearance. Especially, I went in Los Angeles temple to take the feet dust off. But it was very difficult to take. But anyhow, he was so much pleased and he gets some inspiration. So, your devotee like Buddha Prabhu and all that. I went there. But he was not fully there, I saw. Perhaps he has gone to the garden behind the temple. I saw that here he met me and he welcomed me and embraced me. But temple, he wanted to do so, but it was very difficult for him. And he became far and silent. I did parikrama also. And it seemed that he was waiting something. His face was some sad. I bow down and took the dust. And weeping heart I said. But when here I came, I saw that he is happy so much here. So much happy. Oh, he is telling that I am here. I am half there, not half not. But here I am. Fully I am here. Because the disciples are in all devotees are so liberal minded, honoring all the Vaishnavas. So I think that Krishna never left in only temple where he sees that my devotees are not honored, because it has written in Srimad Bhagavatam anyway. Those who only worship deities, they are connected to Vaishnava. They cannot honor anybody. Uttam Adhikari, so high level. Madhyam Adhikari is in the middle. He serves all the devotees like Krishna. But Uttam Mahabhagavat, they serve devotees more than Krishna. Like Yashoda, Narada comes and he takes the dust of Narada, any Brahmin, and gets it to the head of Krishna. So Krishna is not their superior. Vaishnava Raja. So if you want to serve Vaishnava, then we are serving Gurudev. If you are not honoring Vaishnava, then you are dishonoring Gurudev. This is the way. So I think that Swami is so happy here and he is totally here and fully here in the world. I am glad to know and to see your honor for me, though I am not an honorable person. I am also in Kanishabhati. But yet, I am so glad to be among you am like you all others, like friends, and I want that we should all together serve Swamiji and Radha Krishna. We should give a scope to all other persons, those no taste in Krishna's consciousness, we should also try meeting all devotees without caste and creed, that he is of Sridhar Maharaj, he is of Madhav Maharaj, all are saints. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami is one of the very forward and powerful among Prabhupada Krishna, like our Gurudev. Only for maintaining life they were separated. Not for any reason. Not for quarreling, not for anything. We know that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established Gauriya Math. And after his going, passing away from this world, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj established Krishna consciousness in high form. I think that Swamiji has not left Prabhupada's mission. This was a branch only in Western country, or in Israel. Not the fact that he has no faith in Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and his mission, but only for preaching here and there he has established this. So ISKCON is not rather than the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know, and we should try to honor all who are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. We are now in the family of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But our Gurudev or Srila Saraswati Thakur or Swamiji have not told anywhere that you should dishonor any. So you should try to honor as you have honored me, whether I am not a very good devotee, but you have honored me. I think that this honor should be given in the lotus feet of Swamiji and Guru, not due to my any quality, but it is honor for him that I have served a little. I am in the line, so I am getting all these things in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and in the lotus feet of Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji. He should be pleased and he should give some mercy. And also then those who are doing so, because by this actually is not happy. So they should be mercy to Sridhar Vishnu.
Inspiration.
Inspire that they should be also so generous like you are. He came to West with a very open heart. Not like a sampradaya anyone has told. Sectarian. So he was not sectarian. Any Vaishnava cannot be sectarian. Those who are sectarian and they think that they are Vaishnava, actually they are not Vaishnava. What thing, what quality should be this, that they should be not sectarian? That should be open-minded. So, I'm so pleased. I think that I will have to leave here for
4 days.
4 nights. You should make any program and you should follow and do Hari Katha Kirtan and everything. I will follow what you arrange and manage. So today I will have to take some rest. So you should do one kirtan and then we will meet today, and you should tell the program, what is the program you are going to make. Yes, to do. You want to speak something?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
I've never taken in Dwarka, never anywhere in this world. And he began to take that thing. But what is thrown out?
Any kind of problem.